Welcome to Jeremiah Smith Ministries, a place where you can grow in God's Word. Well, we are live. Praise the Lord. How you doing today? I'm Jeremiah Smith, and I'm so glad to get to be with you today. Praise the Lord. And I believe we're just going to have a good time. Do you believe that? I believe this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful time of the Lord today. And I'm so glad to get to be with you. Are you ready for a good week? Are you excited about a good week this week? You know, do you believe God could do some unusual good things in your life this week? Well, you know, he's a big God, and he could do unusual good things this week if you're expecting him to. You know, it all has a lot to do with us. You know, the scripture talks about Jesus would talk to them, and he would say, you know, he'd say, ask them about their faith, you know, and he'd be checking to see if they have faith. And, you know, you got to have some faith in God this week. He said, all things are possible to those who believe. You know, they're possible, but you got to believe, amen, that God's going to do something for you this week and that he's going to have a wonderful week for you. But you got to believe it and you got to trust him to do some wonderful things. You know, the blessings of God will come to you, but you got to be looking for those things every day. Praise the Lord. Do you believe that? I believe it, you know, and I believe God wants to do that for you this week. How you been doing with your faith? Have you been feeding your faith? You know, we got to feed our faith all the time. You know, you got to listen to messages like this that we're going to be doing today. You got to be feeding your spirit. You know, your fear, you feed your flesh, you know, three meals a day or a couple meals a day and snacks, you know. Well, you got to feed your spirit as well. Your spirit gets hungry, you know, and you got to feed it the Word of God, listening to good Christian messages that are inspired by the Holy Spirit. And now I'm talking about faith messages, not just a bunch of dry knowledge, but things that'll build your faith and encourage you. You know, you need to listen to some things that'll encourage you and build your faith, but you know, you got to feed your spirit. It doesn't happen by itself. You know, you don't, it didn't, your spirit doesn't get fed by your, you know, you don't, your flesh doesn't get fed by itself. I just got through fixing lunch for my family. But, you know, we wouldn't eat if I went and didn't make lunch, you know, or if my wife didn't make lunch, you know. And, you know, your spirit, you have to go feed it. You have to feed on the Word of God, getting alone with God and read his Word and let the Holy Spirit teach you. You've got to listen to good ministers like you're listening to today. Praise the Lord. And make sure that you're feeding your faith, you know. And it doesn't just happen, you know. And, you know, you don't want to get in a circumstance when you haven't been feeding your faith and, you know, and then you say, well, why do I feel this way? Why am I struggling? Well, you got to feed your spirit all the time. And I'm so glad you're with us today to feed your spirit. We're going to set a table before you so it can be a blessing to your life. Praise the Lord. So, you know, we're so glad that you joined us. We try to be here every Wednesday and Sunday. Sometimes I'm a little bit late, you know, getting in here. I don't have a worship group going and, you know, but I'm here. And if you, you know, say you can't be there on time, or if there's something that you have to do and it's running a little bit late here, you know, you can replay the messages. But we try to be live at Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central Time or Sunday at 4 p.m. Central Time. Those are Central Times. If I'm not here, I try to post a message at jeremiahsmithministries.podbeam.com to feed your spirit until I get back the next time with you. Praise the Lord. So you might want to be connected with the website there so that it can feed your spirit. Praise the Lord. You know, and if you want to join us live, those are great times to join us. We're so glad to have you when you're here. I'll be checking at the end of this message what comments we have, and I'll try to interact with you a little bit. I try to answer some Bible questions and pray for people at the end. So you're so glad. You're welcome to spend some time with us when we get done here. Of course, we'll play the rebroadcast on Spotify, Google Music, iTunes, Listen Notes, Podbean, TuneIn off Alexia. You know, my son, we just got an Alexia the other day. I don't know, you know, we haven't bought one before, but we bought one. Or we ended up getting one. It was actually given to us, and my son was playing with it last night. That's a pretty cool thing if you don't have an Alexia, you know. You can listen to Jeremiah Smith Ministries on there. My son was saying, Jeremiah Smith Ministries play, you know, and all of a sudden we hear the music come on, and I hear me talking, you know. So you can listen to us on Alexia. It's a very cool thing. I would strongly suggest that if you'd like to listen to it at your home, or if you listen to it in your car. I listen to a lot of messages in the car. You can do that in your car there as well on all these places. Podbeam's our home. We have nearly, I believe it was Alexia was telling us last night, I think it was 566 messages or something like that. You can check out those messages. TuneIn off Alexia is usually the platform, but there's other platforms. I believe we were listening on Amazon off of Alexia, so you can check that out. iHeartRadio, we're on there. Stitcher, Deezer. You can listen to us on many different platforms. And And so you can check those out. I believe they'll be a blessing to you. And of course, we have, we're on, Amazon Music and Boom Play, many others. And you can check those out at the website at jeremiahsmithministries.podbeam.com. Now, you say, well, why do you say that? Well, you know, you don't have to add an app to your phone. You can feed on these messages and all kinds of messages, of course, you know, off of different things, you know, and so you can save the space on your phone. You usually can use an app. And if you don't even, most of you have YouTube, you can watch us on YouTube. Right now, we're videotaping this on YouTube. We try to put that out there about 9 o'clock Central Time. As long as everything goes right, we try to have that video out there to premiere at about 9 p.m. Central Time. Praise the Lord. So you can check those out. I believe it'll be a blessing to you. And so you can enjoy those with us. And so take some time and listen to the word and take some time and enjoy it. And I believe that you'll be encouraged. Praise the Lord. So, you know, and if you'd like to give, you can go to jeremiahsmithministries.podbeam to give if you'd like to. You're welcome to give there. The Bible says, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. You know, you need to be giving somewhere. There's no pressure to give here. All of our stuff's free to you. It's to be a blessing to your life. You can download the messages at the on Chrome or Google there. You can download the messages if you like to. And give them someone else and encourage someone today. We're living in a world that really needs to be encouraged. And so we're going to get into our message today. I hope that you're pumped up and ready to go here. And we're going to enjoy our message today. I hope that you're pumped up and ready to go. Are you ready? Are you thrilled? Well, I believe we're going to have a good time. Praise the Lord today. So we're going to go ahead and pray, and we're going to trust the Lord for a wonderful, wonderful time together. Today we're going to be doing a message has to do with some things that we're going to honor and respect some of our forefathers. It's going to be great. And actually one particular person, and I think we're going to enjoy our time together. So let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you, Father, for your goodness. We thank you, Father, for your mercy. Father, we just thank you, Father, for your goodness and your mercy. They endure forever. Glory to God. And we just thank you, Father, for your wonderful, precious Holy Spirit today. And Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit be our teacher, to be our help, to be our standby today. We ask that you think through my mind, speak through my vocal cords, all of you and none of me today, Holy Spirit. And Father, we ask for your boldness and your direction by your Spirit. We ask that you help no one to leave here without getting something from you today. And we just thank you that the Holy Spirit, Father, can do that for us. He can search the hearts and minds of people listening. And we ask that you help no one to leave without getting something they need today, Father. Help them to get answers to questions that they're needing today. And help them to be encouraged in you today, Father. And Father, we just thank you, Father, for it in Jesus' name. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit, Jesus. And we just thank you, Father, for Jesus paying the price for us. We thank you for Jesus and everything that we do, Father. You've been so good to us to send us Jesus. We ask that you flood us with light. Help us to see some stuff we've never seen before today in your word. And we just thank you, Father, for your precious presence and that power touching people listening, Father. Help some people get free right now in Jesus' name, Father. And Father, we just thank you. Before we go, we minister to you. Thank you for taking care of our families, taking care of us, being so good to us, Father, always bringing us through. You're faithful, Father. And we just thank you, Father, for it in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen and amen. Well, I'm so glad to be with you. I hope that you're thrilled today with the word. And if you haven't been thrilled with the word, you need to grab your Bible, get your tablet. And we're going to get right into the message today. Hey, are you excited about life? You know, it's amazing how the devil tries to squeeze you and turn you and try to get you where you don't like life anymore. You know, God wants you to enjoy life. You know, you will face challenges. I've never said that you wouldn't face challenges. But, you know, God wants you to enjoy this life. He's got good things for you. He gives you grace to enjoy this life. And I believe that that's what we're going to be talking a little bit about today. You know, we're honoring precious life of Jerry Seville. He passed away just a few days ago, and he was a precious man of God. And I was thinking about him today in my prayer time. And Lord, I felt like put this message on my heart in this series. And it's actually the title of this series I actually took from Jerry Seville years ago. And we're talking about Jerry Seville. And I think you should be proud of the forefathers that God's used to impact your life. And so, you know, I'm just honoring him today and honoring him the next few weeks as we have our Sundays together. But, you know, he was a precious man of God, and he still is in heaven. And he had a great impact on many people's lives, you know, and mine particularly. I remember watching when I heard these messages, I'd actually heard him talk about it, and I talk about it different. And I remember listening to audio tapes of these messages years and years ago, you know, and they just spoke to me, and I played them over and over, and I ended up wearing the tapes out and messed up the tapes, and they lost their, they weren't hardly, you couldn't even play them hardly. I listened to them so much because I was feeding my faith so much off of those tapes. And I don't even know if you can find them hardly anymore. It's kind of hard to find the Doors of Opportunity with Jerry Seville, but they're old ones. You can't even find them on YouTube, I don't believe. But I was listening to those messages, and he was talking about, you know, how God had had his adventure in faith, and he was talking about how all the things he had to do to follow Brother Kenneth Copeland, and how he had to stretch himself out and take that opportunity that God had put into his life, and if he hadn't, how he wouldn't have been successful in his ministry and the things that he was doing. And that's kind of what this was born out of, was talking about his opportunities that he took, you know, and God rewarded him greatly for those opportunities that he took. And, you know, you think about today, you know, opportunities are presented to us every day. Think about that, you know, opportunities, great opportunities, good opportunities, you know, and some are bigger than you even realize that God's presenting to you. You know, you're here right now, you're listening to me, and you're having an opportunity. Think about that today, you know, and you think about right now, God's speaking into your life, and you have an opportunity to take the word of God and let it have an impact on your life. Or you can be like many people, you know, how they don't take the word and they don't hold on to the word and they don't achieve the things that God wants them to achieve. I don't believe you're here by accident. I don't believe you just turned this on. You know, God wanted to speak into your life through me. And he wants you to have an impact on your life for the better. He wants you to have good change in your life, you know. And now you might have 100 people listening to this right now, you know, and maybe just a few of them has a big impact on their lives and they run with it. But then there's some people that don't. You know, I think about that, you know, when I got saved, you know, going to Faith Tabernacle years and years ago when Brother Coy Barker was there. And, you know, think about all the people went to the altar, and there were many people that may have had the opportunity I had to get saved right then, but I was willing to, it had an impact on my life and changed my life, and all my friends ended up getting saved because I got saved and God used me to bring them to church. Think about that today, how it affected other people, you know, and services I've sat in, you know, how I've had an opportunity, you know, and God's used me to minister to other people, but I took the opportunity, you know, and cooked the word of God and used it to encourage someone else. Think about that. You being here is an opportunity. Amen. You're getting an opportunity to take the word and have an adventure in faith, and God use you to do some wonderful things, you know. Paul, we're going to talk a little bit about some things Paul said today, and you're getting an opportunity by hearing Paul, and he's given you an opportunity by the precious Holy Spirit to speak into your life. And you know, you can either accept it and step out and do what God's called you to do, or you can just ignore it. Of course, we know that every seed that's sown is an incorruptible seed, and it always has a harvest. So at some point, you're going to remember what I'm talking to you about today. But, you know, everybody gets an opportunity. I've listened to Brother Hagin and sitting under his ministry. He'd come and minister at Rhema, you know, all the time. You know, that was his place, you know. And I'd listen to Brother Hagin. I'd go to Winter Bible seminars, and I had an opportunity, you know, and to take those things and use them in my life and apply those things, you know, every day, you know. And people have opportunities every day, and for it to change their lives for the better, you know, the Word of God and have an adventure in faith, or, you know, you cannot use it and never have a good adventure with God, you know. God wants you to have an adventure, and he wants good things to happen in your life. And so we're going to be talking about that. And these were, like I said, these were birthed out of Jerry Seville's ministry, you know, years and years ago, old things, you know. And of course, I adapted them more to what I'm talking about today, you know. And we're honoring him. And I think you should honor ministers of faith and not be ashamed of the ministers that have affected your life. You know, I like many ministers. Of course, I came out of Brother Hagin's ministry, and I'm very proud to say that. I listened to Jerry Seville for years and many other ministers that have impacted my life, you know. And you should be proud of your heritage of faith and the people God's used, and honor those people, you know, and not be afraid to talk about those people. I'm not afraid to preach the whole same message again. That's the one that impacted me. Amen. I'm not afraid to preach one of their messages, because I'd love it to see that result happen in your life. Of course, I've adapted these, like I said, to the way that I minister them to you. But, you know, God wants everybody to have an opportunity. I minister on opportunities once a year, the doors of opportunity. Usually I minister on it about once a year. And it's because I think about how God's given me so many opportunities in my life. You know, you have opportunities to get people saved, to further your ministry, you further your impact on the world, to further your business, further your family, you know. You know, today you've got so many choices. You have a choice not to listen to this message. You have a choice to listen to this message. You have a choice to go to church, and you have a choice not to go to church. You have a choice to listen to the Word of God or not listen to the Word of God. It's still there. Right now, you know, the Word of God's still there, and it can still impact your life and change you, but you're having choices every day. So we're proud of the heritage of faith and what God's used. You know, my dad's listened to ministers of faith for years, and I've listened to ministers of faith for years. And you know what? I believe that that faith's being passed on to you when you're listening to this, praise the Lord, and it's encouraging your faith right there where you're at. And so we're going to be ministering on doors of opportunity for the next few weeks. That's what I feel led to do, and we're going to get into that today, praise the Lord. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 16:9. Amen. We're going to talk about doors of opportunity, one of my favorite subjects. Amen. I love to talk about doors of opportunity. 1 Corinthians 16:9 says, "For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries." There's a lot being said there, isn't there? He says, "For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries." Notice how Paul focuses on the good things. You know, we got ministers today that like to focus on the bad things. You even can pull up on the YouTube, you know, and they're focusing on other ministers, focusing on the bad things. And, you know, we're supposed to be focused on hope and focused on good things. You say, well, where are you getting that? Well, the scripture says to think on good things, of good report, right? And so we're supposed to focus more on the good of things, right? And keeping our minds on the good of things. That's our job. You know, it's easy to be sad. There's a whole world out there that's sad. You know, it's easy to get up and be depressed. That's easy. But to focus on good things, that takes a little bit of effort every day. Take the time of the Word of God and focus on the good things. That's our job, renewing our mind and thinking about good things. Amen. Good things. You know, God is a good God. Amen. And there's a good heaven, praise the Lord. You got family there, right? There's a good heaven, praise the Lord. And there's going to be a good rapture, and God's going to do good things on the earth, but you have to keep your mind on the good. Getting up and reaching people for Jesus is a good thing to think about. You know, getting up and then thinking about what destiny God has for you, that's a good thing. Think about good things, your vision, your dreams, your hope, right? Thinking on good things. 1 Corinthians 16:9 in the Amplified is read like this. It says, "Because a wide door of effectual service has opened to me in Ephesus, a very promising opportunity, and there are many adversaries." Think about that. There are adversaries. There are challenges, right? To reach your dreams, to reach your goals, you know, you're going to face challenges, but you got to keep your mind on the good. Right? You got to keep your mind thinking on the good things. It's like I said, it's easy to think about the sad things and depressing things. And you could go ahead and depress some others if you'd like. Or you can think about good things and keep your mind on things of good report. Like the Bible says that we're supposed to be thinking of things of faith and good report, you know? And it's important that we keep our mind on the things that we're supposed to keep our minds on. I like the Message version. It says, "A huge door for good work is opened up here, and there is also mushrooming opposition." Now, you think about today, you know, people are needing Jesus, and we're getting close to the rapture. So there's a great opportunity out there today to minister to people, to get people saved. There's a great harvest for Jesus, an end-time harvest, you know. It's a great thing to minister to people, to get people saved and to save them from a tribulation and judgment, you know, reach out and give them hope and joy, to have a good relationship with Jesus Christ. Lots of things to tell people that are good things about this Christian walk, you know, and to get to serve God and have hope every day in a hopeless world. Think about that. You know, we have so much we can talk about, you know, good things and how Jesus paid the price for everything for you. But, you know, you have to talk about those things and say them out of your mouth. And we have Call of Faith Confessions for that, where you can speak good things out of your mouth and good report, you know. But, you know, like I said, there's mushrooming opportunities. And this is why so many people, they don't go after opportunities. They look at the opposition, and as soon as they get the word of God, like you're listening today, you know, the Bible says the thief comes to steal the word. As soon as you receive the word, I'm kind of paraphrasing that, but what happens is you're getting some word today, and you're getting some hope pumped into you, and the enemy likes to come steal it. You know, just as soon as I get done here, you know, the Bible tells you he's going to try to come steal it from you, you know. And there's going to be opposition, and you have to be ready for that. You have to be looking at the good things and keep focused on the good things all the time, you know. You know that you're going to face challenges. You know that you're going to face opposition, not to glorify the devil, but you got to be more focused on hope and have determining focus for good things to happen in your life, you know, because life throws you all kinds of different challenges. The devil throws you different challenges, but you've got to be able to focus on the hope that God has laid before you, praise the Lord, right? You have to focus on it. You know, it's easy. Like I said, you can join the crowd of people over here that are crying and getting a bunch of tissues every day, or you can keep yourself happy every day and encourage yourself in the Lord so that you can fulfill God's purpose, right? But no one's going to do that for you. And you have to get up and let the precious Holy Spirit rejuvenate you and encourage you. Get encouraged in the word, speaking the word every day. Amen. So there is mushrooming opposition that faces you, you know, and you need to make sure that you're refeeding on the things that God's given you a word about, you know. And when you face a challenge, you got to make sure that you're putting it back in, you know. And hey, you face another challenge, you got to put it back in. Keep it focused. He told Joshua, he said, meditate day and night. Why would he tell him that? He knew Joshua was going to face some challenges, didn't he? And he knew that he had to have a focus on what he was doing. You know, he had to focus, you know. And David said, I set the Lord, we talked about this last week, I set the Lord before me always, and I will not be moved. He kept his focus, you know, and you have to keep your focus to fulfill God's destiny for your life. You know, there's many opportunities, but you have to keep the focus on those opportunities to have them come to pass in your life. We have opportunities to grow in God, like I was talking to you. You know, God gave you much more revelation, and you can grow in him if you're in the right places that he has for you. But if you leave and then you're faced with challenges and you can't get to service too, you can't turn on this podcast for the second message because you're facing so much in your life. You know, that's what the enemy wants. He wants you not to be focused. He wants you to not be focused on the things of God, right? He likes to throw you off. He sees that you're focusing and you're getting more revelation and you're growing in God. And he would love to throw you off. Because why? Because now you're becoming more of a threat to him and what he's doing and his plan, you know, and trying to bring people down and keep them from getting saved and from you affecting their lives and them having hope, you know, and God using you. But, you know, you think about, you have to be a person that's focused and you're not deterred a different direction, right? And God gives us opportunities to prosper us, you know, and you start sowing. And all of a sudden, you don't feel like sowing anymore, you know, because you're faced with different challenges. Well, you know, you got to keep sowing, right? You know, and you have to keep focusing to go forward because we know he's trying to take that word from you. Overall, the biggest thing, he's trying to take your word. What's the word bring to you? It brings hope to your life. That's why he's trying to take it away from you. He doesn't want you to have hope, right? He tries to take your dream, and he's trying to take your vision away and keep you from furthering the gospel that God has for your life. Praise the Lord. Let me get another drink here. And so God is presenting us opportunities, and we're going to be talking about opportunities for a few weeks here. God is always opening doors of opportunities for people. But it is important that we are sensitive to those opportunities. We also don't need to be weak slow to move and cowards. I was listening to a Christian rap group the other day, you know, and it said, move cowards, move. move cowards, move. Well, you know, you got to have some, you're going to have some strength, you know, and that maybe you're called and you know, to minister. I was listening to myself the other day and I ministered at Rhema a couple of times. I was nervous. You know, I don't, those messages, I don't think you'll ever hear, but I have them. And I was nervous because I was speaking around a lot of seasoned ministers and people that have ministered a lot. Now I've ministered a lot now, and so I can minister. But back then, I was nervous and shaking, you know, and I couldn't be cowardly. I get up there in front of people, you know, and I'm called to do this. You know, God's speaking to me about doing it. Got to be bold, you know, so I have to step out in faith and trust the Lord. And, you know, and they need to hear what the Lord's put on my heart. They need to hear. It doesn't matter how seasoned they are and how much God's used them. They need what God's put in my heart. And, you know, it's important that I have the boldness to step out, you know. And it's important that you have the boldness and have courage and step out when he's asking you to step out to be what he's called you to do. Someone needs you, you know. I just remember one time I'm trying to remember who it was, and some years ago, I remember now who it was, and I took him a Christian CD, and I remember the person crying and getting, you know, how it impacted their life, you know. But if I had never brought him the CD and God wanted to use me, who else would have showed up, you know? You may be the only one, you know, and for someone's life, you know, that God wants to use to impact somebody's life, you know, and we're honoring Jerry Seville, you know, what if he never stepped out? We wouldn't have heard about a lot of the great revelation God's given him, you know, and he may have been the only one that God could get to use to do that. I remember Benny Hinn, I'll never forget. He was talking about how the ministry of Catherine Kuhlman, because he knew Catherine Kuhlman, as I remember, you know, and he would talk to Catherine Kuhlman, and she would talk about how other people were called to do what she was doing, but she was the only one that would be obedient to do it. She'd talk to a couple other men about it, but they wouldn't do it, you know? And how many times do people just not do what God's asked them to do, and things don't get fulfilled, you know? A book isn't written, you know? Music isn't made, you know? And, you know, today, special videos aren't made. Maybe you're good with YouTube and different videos, and movies aren't made because you never step out. Is it because of opposition? Is it because, you know, you get challenged as soon as you get the word? You know, you say, this isn't fair, and I've been going through all these things. This isn't fair. Well, it really is just the enemy trying to take the word from you. He doesn't want you to fulfill your destiny, your purpose, you know, and you have to be a person that's willing to stay focused and be a person that's willing to fulfill what God's called them to do, right? And so for you to step out, the conditions don't have to look perfect, you know, and you need to be a person that's willing to, you know, Paul's saying there's a wide door of opportunity, but there's many adversaries, so the conditions didn't look perfect. You know, some people want everything to line up perfectly before they do anything for God, you know. They want, hey, just enough money in the bank. They want the perfect job. They'll do what God's called them to do, you know. Or they want the money before they start this ministry, or they want the money before they step out, you know. But, you know, God's called you to do it. He's going to open the door. He's going to give you the money. He's going to work. But it's going to take some faith. And you're going to have to trust the Lord. Remember Moses getting up to the Red Sea, you know, he got all the way up to the Red Sea, stretches up his hand up in there, and then the Red Sea opened, right? Now, he probably could have looked to try to go around some way. You know, he could have tried to find another way, find a boat, you know. I would have had to have a lot of boats, you know. But think about this, you know. He was going right towards the direction that he needed to go. You know, and then God opened the Red Sea, you know, and that's how it is for you. You know, you're going to have to go the direction and trust the Lord the way he wants you to go and wait for him to open the Red Sea, you know, but your job is to have faith and to trust him that he's going to do what he said he's going to do, right? 1 Corinthians 16:9, like we said in the Amplified, says, because a wide door for effective service is opened unto me at Ephesus, a very promising opportunity, and there are many adversary. So every opportunity does not have to be have perfect conditions, but you need to fulfill what God's called you to do. I remember going to Bible school, I'll never forget, you know, and man, I'm trusting the Lord to get to Bible school. And I told my wife, hey, this is what the Lord's put on my heart, you know, and I don't have a dime, you know, and this is Bible school. You know, I'm not going to get money from the government to go to Bible school. You know, this is at the time, you know, it wasn't a college. It was a Bible school. And now it's Berryman Bible College. But I'll never forget, I got there and I went through the line, had my vanilla envelope, and I'm going through the line. I don't have a dime, you know, but God just told me to do this, you know. And I'm just trusting Him. He's my source for everything, you know. And people don't do so many things because they forget He's their source, you know. But I'm trusting and relying on Him to make sure I can do what He's called me to do. Well, I go through this line. They say, hey, now I get up to the front of the line after going through an enrollment, you know. They say, well, you're going to have this money by this date. Well, boy, believe you me, I start praying. You know, I'm praying a lot, you know, and I'm praying heavy, you know, because, man, now, you know, I told my wife I'm going to go here. I've told other people I'm going to go here. The Lord's told me to go here, and I don't have the money. I'm trying to figure out how to make that happen, you know. And God made the money come in, and actually through a person that really, it was a kind of a surprise that the person actually put up the money and made sure that I got to go. You know, I'm praying, and I had a knock on the door, and somebody provided the money for me. But you think about, I had stepped out, and I'm trusting the Lord to get where I need to go, and I'm praying and trusting Him and using my faith, you know. Well, you know, my down payment for my tuition was paid, and every month it was paid for. And I don't owe a dime on that school, you know, from the time I left, you know, because God called me to go there, you know, and God will pay for what He's put on your heart. You know, you've got to have some faith and you got to trust Him. You know, I had to trust Him for hundreds of dollars a month, you know, and I got there and I had a very low paying job and, you know, I ended up getting a better job. God created a better job for me, you know. I'll never forget, you know, I was working for this company and transferred up there when I got up there, you know, and man, it became kind of hard to work there, you know, because just some challenges I had on the job. And then I needed a new job. And I'll never forget, you know, I'm sitting at the table. And back then we had newspapers, you know, and my wife was with me, you know, and my wife is a very optimistic person, you know. And I'll never forget, we were looking at the paper. Excuse me. I may have to get some more water there. But, you know, we were looking at the paper. I'll never forget my wife saying to me, what would you like to do? You know, in all these years, I just thought, man, I got to work. But she looked at me, she said, what do you want? What would you like to do? And I'll never forget, I got one of the best jobs I've ever had in my life. You know, from that experience on, God worked out how I could get a job. And I enjoyed it. I even became a prayer minister, and I was working with well-known ministries, you know. But, you know, I started seeing a different perspective on life. What would you like to do? Isn't that a good question for you today? What would you like to do with your life? You know, could God make that come to pass in your life? You know, or could He make that happen? He's a big God, isn't He? And all things are possible to Him. You know, what do you enjoy right now? You may not be the same thing you enjoy next year, but what does He put on your heart right now? You know, what opportunities is He given to you? Well, interviewed for that job, ended up enjoying that job, and it was a wonderful, wonderful time. You know, ended up being a blessing to other people, got them on that job, and they enjoyed it. Think about that today. God wants to do some wonderful things in your life, you know. Well, I'll never forget, you know, I had an opportunity when I got to a coffee house years ago. I had been doing a ministry on Friday nights, and we would convert this sub shop into a coffee house, the front of it, you know. And if you're listening today, Ricky, I remember you helping me with that, praise the Lord. I know Ricky listens to this podcast. But me and Ricky would get out there. He was my sound man, you know, and we would get to doing some coffee house stuff. And then I'd play music and I'd minister, you know. And then I had a good friend, EJ. He would actually do poetry, and we had a good time. And he ended up meeting his wife there, as I remember, when we were doing that. But we enjoyed ministering on that. And then I got an opportunity to go to another coffee house, you know, and I was like, well, okay, I'll go. And my friend had told me about it. I was playing in a Christian band. And I'll never forget, I pulled up to the coffee house and the Lord said, I'll bless you for blessing this gentleman. I was like, wow, okay. I had that strong word when I pulled up my car right when I got to that coffee house, you know, so I left that other thing I was doing for kind of ministering out of that sub shop for Coffee House, and I went to this place. And it started with, they called Artists for Jesus, what we called at the time. And we had different artists, and we're a blessing. And we'd come there, I believe, Friday and Saturday nights. We'd pray at midnight with all different people. You know, it ended up being such a blessing to my life and to others because I was willing to step out in faith and trust the Lord. I never forget, it was totally empty when we started. And me and my friend were playing guitar every night and, you know, just singing about Jesus every night in this place. And I mean, there was nobody in there, you know, we were playing. And then it started filling up, started getting where it's bigger, started getting more and more people, started inviting people. And we put out flyers and went to churches where young people could come and get ministered to. And it just started growing and growing, you know. And I'll never forget, one day I walked in and there was this beautiful woman sitting on a chair there. And I ended up marrying that woman. That was my wife, Sheila, you know. But you think about being on that pathway, stepping out and taking that opportunity. I was able to meet my wife, my future wife there, you know. You know, it's me focusing on the journey and focusing on God, you know, not focusing on her and focusing on all the things around me, but me focusing on my relationship with God and stepping out in faith and fulfilling the destiny God has for my life. You know, so many people, you know, they need to realize the blessings will come if you're focused on what God wants you to do, if you're focused on your relationship with Him and taking those opportunities that God has for your life. All of it's down those paths. The wonderful blessings are all down that path. If you walk down that path and do what God has for your life, you know, starts right here, starts right now. Maybe you're hearing this message, this first message, you're not going to get it the first time. You're going to need the second message. You're going to need the third message. I'm going to be teaching opportunities for a few Sundays, you know, but you need to listen to it all and feed on it, you know, in your spirit, put it in. Meditate on these scriptures that I'm giving you today, and I believe it'll change your life, you know. I remember a lady made an opportunity one time of a coat ministry, you know, and I was watching her on the news, you know. What she did is she'd been saving up coats and got all kinds of coats, filled up this place with coats, and that was her ministry. She gave coats to people when it was cold, you know, an opportunity. She could tell them about Jesus if she wanted to. She could minister to what they did, but she found a need, took the opportunity and ministered to people. You know, what is God speaking to you about? What opportunities is He given to you today? You know, what about that person at the 7-Eleven? What about that person down the street? You know, you've been talking to, is He giving you opportunities? You know, it's important to be thinking about opportunities. I have a definition of opportunities. Let's look at this definition here. Dear me, I better get a drink here. I apologize. Excuse me. An opportunity is a favorable junction of circumstances, a chance for advancement or progress. So we're talking about seizing opportunities. And this is what Jerry Seville talked about when he was talking about opportunities. His series was called Seizing Opportunities. What does seize mean? Well, it means to take possession of by force or at will, to take possession or control of, as it by suddenly laying hold, to take hold of suddenly or forcibly grasp, to grasp mentally. I like that. I love that last part of the definition, to grasp mentally, you know, and you have to grasp it mentally. You've got to get a hold of it in your mind and not let go, you know. You know, opportunities go by so many people, and how many good opportunities you've missed and wish you hadn't have missed because you didn't seize it. You didn't grasp it mentally. Think about that today. You know, you have to be a focused person, you know, to fulfill what God's called you to do, because you're going to have so many things thrown at you because the enemy is going to try to stop you, you know, but you've got to be a person that's focused to get those things done. You may have to stay up later. You may have to get up earlier. How important is it to you, you know, to fulfill what God's put on your heart, you know? It should be that important, you know, and to get yourself stirred up about it every day, you know. When you love God, you just love doing what He asks you to do. When you love God, there's nothing else that'll fulfill you than to do what God's got. You know, it'll keep you up at night. It'll keep you focused all the time because the Holy Spirit's ministering to you, talking to you about it all the time. But, you know, you need to be a person of focus, praise the Lord. Or you're going to miss something great with God. Look at 1 Corinthians. This is some of my favorite scriptures here. 1 Corinthians 2, 19, 9 through 12. It says, but as is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Think about that. Man, God's got some stuff for you, for those that love him, some good, wonderful things. Think about that today, that he's got, that he wants you to have, wonderful things he wants to do in your life because you love him, right? He says the 10th verse, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. How do you get those things? Well, you need the Holy Spirit for that which searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God, right? For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us, right? So he's going to show you those freely given things, and he's going to talk to you, right? You know, the Bible talks about that he's going to give you dreams, and he's going to give you visions, right? He's going to give you those things that are exciting and those deep things of God if you let him search his heart and reach after those things that he has for your life, right? He's going to start talking to you about things that'll get you excited and pumped, right? Make you want to get up in the morning if you're spending some time with the Holy Spirit. I like the Passion Translation of this. Let's look at that real quick. I have about four different translations here. But let's look at the Passion Translation. In the 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 12, it says like this. This is why the scriptures say things never discovered or heard of before, things beyond our ability to imagine. These are the many things God has in store for all his lovers. You know, the key to enjoying this Christian walk is being a lover of God, right? John, he liked to call himself, you know, he would talk about himself, how the one that God loves, right? You know, God loves you, you know, and when you realize how much he loves you, you become more of a lover of him. If you're not passionate about him like you need to be, you need to tap into his love and how much he loves you. Because when you see how much he loves you, you really see how much he loves you, you're going to love him tremendously. And he's got good things for those people who love him, those people that want to get up and talk to him, those people want to have a relationship with him, the people that want to spend time with him. He's got some good, good, wonderful things, mind-blowing things for you if you'll spend time with him, praise the Lord. The 10th verse says, but God now unveils these profound realities to us by the Spirit. Now, if you're not a praying person, and you haven't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking tongues, you're not going to tap into some of the things the Holy Spirit wants to put into your life. You know, he's going to unveil them, these mysteries to you by praying in the Spirit. And I want you to understand, I don't have a problem saying it. We got some ministers afraid to talk about it, you know, but I'm not one of those that's afraid to say you need the baptisms with the evidence of speaking in tongues. So you can interpret these good things that the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life. You know, Oral Roberts talked about when he built Oral Roberts University, he walked all across that university there and he would pray in tongues and interpret. Think about that, you know, that wonderful university and ministered to so many people. God put in his heart and he was getting those mysteries about it as he would pray, you know. Rhema Bible School, there was a gentleman who was praying for the salvation of souls in that field before it ever hit, Brother Hagin ever bought that property. And there's a story about a man who had prayed, and he was praying the Spirit in that field for souls to be saved. And now they've had thousands and thousands of graduates, you know. There's mysteries that God's wanting you to pray through and he's wanting to unveil to you, but that's to the people that love him, that want more of him. After all, who can really see into a person's heart and know his hidden impulses exert for that person, except for that person's spirit? So it is with God. His thoughts and secrets are only fully understood by his Spirit, the Spirit of God. The 12th verse is, for we did not receive a spirit of the world system, but this Spirit of God, so that we might come to understand and experience all the grace that has been lavished upon us. Isn't that good? He's got grace he wants to lavish on you to give you the ability to fulfill what God has for you. He's got grace that he wants to minister to you, you know, and and touch your life. You know, you think about that, you know. I remember listening to a story of Brother Kenneth Copeland, and he loved Brother Hagin, and he wanted all Brother Hagin's tapes. He was like, I want all these tapes. I want to feed my spirit on this stuff and get myself stronger in this. You know, and a lot of stuff we take for granted today, you know, like you can go and download anything from Jeremiah Smith Ministry. I believe, like I said, there's like 560 something messages, you know, but back then we paid for those things, you know. And he said, well, hey, I'll give you my car if I can have all those tapes. Think about that today. You know, how bad do you want to fulfill God's destiny? You know, God's making it easier and easier for you. He's giving it freely to you. You can turn on something and listen to ministers at the finger your fingertips today. You know, it's really up to you. You know, are you going to feed your spirit and make sure that you fulfill the destiny he has for your life? Or are you going to take the, or are you just going to not just take it for granted? You know, there's people, like I said, you're sitting here right now and God's giving you that opportunity. What's he talking to you about right now? I've been there. I know exactly what it's like, you know, but sitting in a service and he's talking about the destiny that he has for your life, you know, and what are you thinking about right now? What is he putting on your heart? What opportunities is he giving you? Who's he got you around? Think about that. You know, he's put you there for a reason so you can fulfill the potential that he has for you. And are you placing yourself in an environment to fulfill what God wants you to fulfill? You know, that's another part of our job. You know, your environment's the key to your success or failure. A person that's over at a bar, he's not going to have the success he should have as a person at a church. Think about that. They're putting yourself in the right environment. Putting yourself in these messages while you're jogging or when you're on the in your car, you know, making an environment for yourself. Think about that today. You're riding your motorcycle or you're out on your scooter. I like to ride scooters. You know, creating that environment so that you can be successful. The key to success, one of the biggest keys, is putting yourself in the right environment, praise the Lord. So it's important. I remember one time I was driving down the road and I was thinking about my wife. I was thinking, man, I want to do some great things for her. I sure love her. This is back when I was living in Tulsa and I was driving my car. She hadn't even moved up there. I don't believe I was married yet. And I said, man, I want to do some great things for her. She's a wonderful person. I want to do something wonderful for her. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, that's how I think of you, Jeremiah. Think about that. He loves you. He wants to do great things in your life. He's thinking about you. He's thinking, he's giving you opportunities. But which ones are you taking advantage of, right? What did he plan and put around you today? You know, which ones are you taking advantage of today, you know, so that you can fulfill God's destiny in your life and reach for the dreams that he has for your life, you know? You know, he puts things on your heart. You know, the Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. You know, it's amazing when I say that scripture. I've seen so many different posts about that, how people are like, oh, God doesn't give you desires of your heart, and he doesn't give you your dreams. What are you thinking? He's a God who gives you dreams. He's a God that gives you vision. Jesus paid for the price. He paid the ultimate price so you could have everything. Think about that today. He wants you whole. He wants you healed. He wants you to have a good destiny and a good vision. Just because your life experience may be challenging, you know, it doesn't mean that Jesus didn't already pay for it, right? And just because you've had disturbing things happen because the devil's challenged you, that doesn't mean God doesn't have wonderful things and put good desires in your heart for good things, you know, and he wants good things and helps you to get good things. But, you know, that just it's interesting to hear people fight that perspective, yet that's what God wanted you to have. He sent Jesus for you to have hope, amen, and a good destiny, and you've got to be a person that focuses on it. What it tells me is you're not a person that focuses on it. You're a person that doesn't focus on hope and doesn't focus on your destiny and your dreams, you know, and it's important that you focus on those things. You're caught up with life, right? You've let life suck your dreams and your hope out of you. You've let life take your joy and your peace. You shouldn't be living that way. God wants you to have peace and joy every day. Jesus paid the price for you to have peace. and joy every day. And he's got a good opportunities all the time for you, praise the Lord, you know. And he's talking to you about it all the time, you know. I will never forget, you know, when I played in a Christian band, when I first dedicated my life to the Lord, that's one of the first things I did, because that's all I knew was music. You know, I knew it was called, but, you know, at the time, all I knew was music, and I hadn't had any experience. And so I ended up going to Bible school and doing those things. I've told those stories, but I'll tell them again if I need to, whatever the Holy Spirit leads me. But I never forget, you know, I played in a Christian band, you know, and I started playing music, and then I had a dream of having a Christian band, and I'll never forget meeting two other guys, and I had a Christian band, and had hope and joy in that Christian walk. Think about that today. And we go out and we'd minister to people. I'll never forget, we played in a youth group. We played for 24 hours at a lock-in, you know. We didn't even have that many songs, so we just played them over and over. But what a joy. Think about that today, you know, to fulfill God's destiny. There's no better place but to be where God wants you. There's no better place and no better dreams and vision that you could have. You can make them for yourself, but you know, God's got a good dream and a good focus for you, and you need to let him lead you in that. You know, we make our plans, but the Holy Spirit guides our plans and directs our steps. Praise the Lord. But you know, I'll never forget doing that and reaching down and taking that opportunity. If I hadn't, how many people wouldn't have got ministered to? I remember we played in that Christian band for homeless people downtown Oklahoma, and they come running to the front while we're playing the music, and all these people end up getting saved. How many people wouldn't have gotten saved if I hadn't stepped out and just played my guitar? Think about that today. Played some music the Lord put on my heart. How many people aren't getting ministered to because you don't do anything? How many people aren't getting ministered who are depending on your hope and your joy and you doing something for him? You know, it's important that we're taking these opportunities that God's given to us. You know, this is just our first message. We're going to get into some more of this next week. But, you know, it's important that we're taking those opportunities. And it's important that we're listening to our forefathers of the faith, you know, and how they talked about these things, you know, because they knew that we needed to take advantage of opportunities, you know. I remember Jerry Seville talking about all these people that listened to all these messages, and he was in a service that changed his life. You know, and half of those people didn't do it, or like three-thirds of those people didn't do anything, but he took it and he walked with it, and God used him to impact many people, you know. And it's important that you're taking what God's given you right now and you're stepping out and doing what God's called you to do, you know. He didn't mean for you to stay right there where you're at. He didn't mean for you not to have a good life. You have to be a person of action and one that takes advantage of those opportunities that he's given to you now. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we just thank you, Father, for your goodness. We thank you, Father, for your mercy. And Father, I hope, Lord, that people are getting what you're trying to convey and get across to them today, Father, ministering to them. And Father, we ask you, help them to be people of action, to step out and take opportunities that you put in their way. And Father, we just thank you, Father, for it. In Jesus' holy name, we give you all the praise, give them the grace, the boldness to do it, to fulfill what you call them to do. If you don't know Jesus, and we pray that in Jesus' name, and if you don't know Jesus, you can know Jesus right now. You know, my son was praying before we started this podcast that people would get saved, and yeah, he is praying for you. If you're listening there, you know, he wants you to get saved, and we want you to get saved, and so it's important that you have Jesus. Nothing's going to do. Nothing else is going to do. Buddha's not going to do. No other religion's going to do. You got to have Jesus. Amen. He's the one that brings hope. Amen. And you need to know him. Bible, Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, if you confess the Lord Jesus and believe God's risen Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. So pray this with me. If you believe it today, and I believe God will save you right there where you're at. Father, I believe you've risen Jesus from the dead. And Father, I confess Jesus as Lord of my life right now. Jesus, be Lord of my life right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you pray that prayer in Jesus' name, I believe God's touched you right there where you're at, and he's done a work in you. If you would, email me at Jeremiah S. Ministries. I'd love to hear about it. Not just trying to get you on an email list. I just love to hear about it. Amen. And if you got saved, put it in the comments. I know we're live right now. Put it in the comments. We'll be glad to spend some time there after we get done and see what the comments are saying and pray for you if you'd like prayer. But let us know if you accepted Jesus in your life. Me and my wife love to hear about it. My son, God bless you. And I'm going to take a few minutes to watch the comments there once the video is gone. We love you. God bless you. And I hope that you're ready for a wonderful, wonderful week. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact us for a prayer, praise reports, or offerings, go to JeremiahSmithMinistries.podbean.com. Thank you for listening.